Shalom Aleichem, everyone. For the last few shiurim, we've been discussing things we need to do and ways that we need to be careful when dealing with produce that has Kedusha from Shemitah, or what we call Kedushas Shvi'is. In the next few shiurim, we will discuss, Emir Tashem, when and how a fruit or vegetable or grain has Kedushas Shvi'is. If I have an apple, for example, how am I supposed to know if that apple has Kedusha? If it does have Kedusha, then all of the halachos that we discussed over the last few shiurim would apply. It must be hefker, you can't actively destroy it, you can't misuse it, etc., etc. But if that apple does not have Kedusha, then none of these halachos apply. So the question again is, how do I know if the produce that I come into contact with has Kedusha or not? So the answer is as follows. In order to determine whether produce has Kedusha, we have to ask four questions, and we will go through each of these questions, God willing. First, we have to ask, what kind of produce are we talking about? Second, we have to ask the time of growth. In other words, when did that produce grow? Third, the place of growth. In other words, where did the produce grow? And finally, we must ask, who owns the land where that produce grew? Again, what kind of produce? When did it grow? Where did it grow? And upon whose land did it grow? Those are the four questions, and we'll go through each one, Emir Tashem. We'll start with the first question. What kind of produce are we speaking about? The halacha is that Kedushas Shvi'is applies only to produce that is grown specifically for human or animal food. So that's step one. Any produce that most healthy people eat or most animals eat can have Kedushas Shvi'is. I say most healthy people because if you happen to eat something that grows and no one else does, then there will be no Kedushas Shvi'is. And not only that, but Kedushas Shvi'is does not apply to medicines, for example, a medicinal plant, because the Gemara says that there is only Kedushas Shvi'is on produce that brings benefit to everyone, not to sick people. So any produce that people or animals eat, fruits, vegetables, grains, spices that you use in recipes, all these have Kedushas Shvi'is. However, Kedusha is not only limited to food. Oils, let's say used as an ointment or smearing or whatever, also have Kedusha. Produce used for makeup or for dyeing or for perfumes have Kedusha as well. I will say parenthetically that we have to remember that that which we said in an earlier shiur, I think about three shiurim ago. If produce has Kedusha, it can only be used in its usual way. It may not be misused. So if oil is usually used for rubbing, that's fine. But if a specific fruit, let's say, is not usually rubbed onto your skin, you may not rub that fruit onto your skin if it has Kedusha. Okay, so that's a parenthesis. What about other produce? Oils that are used for light, like for Shabbos candles, they do have Kedushas Shvi'is. That's not to say you can't use oil for Shabbos candles. Just be careful with all the halachos that we spoke about in early shiurim. Don't throw it away, don't misuse it, etc. I'll also say parenthetically again that there is a machlokes about using oil that is kadosh for Hanukkah candles. Some poskim allow us to use oil that has Kedushas Shvi'is for Hanukkah candles, and some do not allow, and therefore Rav Rimon paskins that you should avoid using oil with Kedusha for Hanukkah candles unless there is a special need, such as a financial need. Okay, so that's regarding oils used for lights, Shabbos candles, Hanukkah candles. Okay, getting back to our topic, to what else does Kedushas Shvi'is apply or not apply? It does not apply to wood. Let's say in the walls of your home or your furniture, that's wood. And it does not apply to firewood. So yes, I did say a moment ago that Kedusha does apply to oils if they are used for light, and that's true, but wood used in a fire for cooking or for light does not have Kedusha. And the last example for today is flowers. Do flowers have Kedusha? Flowers that are used as spices in food that you eat, that has Kedusha. decorative flowers with no scent whatsoever do not have Kedusha. So those are two easy questions in quotes. Again, flowers used in spices in food do have Kedusha. Decorative flowers with no scent whatsoever do not have Kedusha. What about flowers with a scent that are not eaten or used as seasoning? So flowers that have a fragrance, that is the subject of a machlokes among modern-day poskim. Rav Shmuel Vosner and Rav Shlomo Yashiv say that scented flowers do have Kedusha. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach also says that scented flowers have Kedusha, but he says that if they're primarily used for decoration and not for their scent, then they do not have Kedusha. And since it's a machlokes, it's better to be strict with scented flowers and to treat them with Kedusha. Again, it doesn't mean you can't use them. But again, all the halachos of Kedusha would apply. So that is a summary of the halachos of one of the four questions we must ask when trying to figure out if a specific produce has Kedusha, namely what type of produce. In the next few shiurim, we will, Amir Tzashem, ask more questions to see what does and what does not have Kedusha. In the meantime, have an amazing day, everyone.